when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs.
This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies.
My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat.
This is too sweet to be love.
This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes.
Because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs.
This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky.
My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat.
This is too sweet to be love.
This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look.
There are few things that make me feel so well as a great Rodgers and Hart tune from the 1930s. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, issuing out of the 2018 Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that was one of the great songs of the 1930s. It was performed in a very interesting recording by Rudy Valli and Francis Langford, one of the first kind of bundling of songs from a show to be a sort of a pseudo-cast album in 1938. And I thought this is finally the time to tackle the music of the thrilling 30s, the 1930s. Occasionally, every few months or so, we do a show devoted to the great songs of a particular decade. And we're getting to the finish line. It just took forever to get to the 1930s, maybe because it was such an extraordinary, rich and flavorful and seminal decade in American musical theater history. The first great show to open the 1930s was a revival or a revision or a revisal, I guess they would call it today, of Strike Up the Band, which was a 1927 show by the Gershwins. And it makes sense because we are supported by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. So, Maestro, if you please, let us hear the great title number from Strike Up the Band. This is from a radio recording from 1937. One of the great things about the 1930s, it was such a transitional decade. You had all the great performers who were doing vaudeville or revues or musical comedy vehicles in the 20s start to pivot to a more demanding and challenging kind of show. And it's the last heyday, kind of right after the Depression, of the revue shows of the 20s, and there were two great ones. The first one was The Bandwagon, which starred Fred and Adele Astaire, with a score by Schwartz and Dietz and a book by George S. Kaufman. I can't do much better than that. Sketches by George S. Kaufman, I should say. Let us hear Fred Astaire himself talk about a song he sang in that show. He gets a date wrong. He says 29. It was actually 1931. But, you know, we love Fred Astaire. He can make a mistake. Does he ever make a mistake? Tiny one. Anyway, here's Fred.
This one my little sister Adele and I did in The Bandwagon at the New Amsterdam Theater in New York. Back in, 1929, I think. Yeah. Well, anyway, it was one of our biggest shows. Terrific cast. Frank Morgan, Helen Broderick, Tilly Lush, and, oh, lots of wonderful people. It was a colorful revue produced by Max Gordon with a wonderful score by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz. In this number, I Love Louisa, we were all on a merry-go-round with gay German atmosphere, military uniforms, and all the trappings. Here the boys give it a sort of picnic treatment.
How I love a glass of beer.
More beer.
Beer goes very good with beer.
More beer.
When I'm drinking beer, I'm thinking, ah, life is dear. But there's someone I love even more than beer. I love Louisa. Louisa loves me. When we rode on the merry-go-round, I kissed Louisa, and then Louisa, Louisa kissed me. We were so happy and free. Ach Gott, but she's a beautiful Louisa. Ach, when I choose 'em, I never want to lose 'em. Someday Louisa, Louisa will be more than just a Fräulein to me.
Frenchmen love a glass of wine.
More beer.
The English think that whiskey's fine.
More beer.
When I come of all the foam of, I drink a toast to the Germans and the Mädchen I loved most. Ich liebte Louisa, Louisa liebt mich. Wenn wir auf den Ringelspiel gehen, ich küsst
Luisa und den Luisa, Luisa, August mich. Wir sind sie glücklich sind wir. Ach Gott, Machisa, beautiful Luisa. Ach, when I choose them, I love a great big bosom. Someday, Luisa, Luisa will be more as just a fräulein to me.
That was Oscar Peterson and his group accompanying Fred Astaire, I don't know, 30 years, 20 years, 25 years after the fact. The other great review in the 1930s, maybe the greatest review of the 1930s, you already know the title if you listen to this show repeatedly, which was Irving Berlin's As Thousands Cheer, with sketches by Moss Hart. Here is Ethel Waters in one of the few contemporary recordings of that fantastic score, singing about the heat wave in today's, or in that day's, newspaper.
Down last week, she came from the island of Martinique. The can-can she danced will make you fry. The can-can is really the reason why we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, sir. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can. It's so hot, the weatherman will tell you a record's been made. It's so hot, a coat of tan will cover your face in a shade. It's so hot, the coldest maiden feels just as warm as a bride. It's so hot, a chicken laid an egg on the street and it fried. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting us heat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Her anatomy made that mercury jump to 93. Yeah, man, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can.
We could have used a heat wave from Martinique, from anywhere. Golly, this past holiday season, it got cold. Well, as I said, the 1930s, which we're celebrating today, was not only transitional, there were lots of very high-minded, politically oriented shows. Obviously, the Depression, obviously, news from Europe influenced the American musical. And back then, they could write faster. They were more plugged in to the zeitgeist. And we have played many times. I think we devoted a whole episode to Of the I Sing, the Gershwin score with book by Kaufman and Riskin that spoofed the American presidency. This is from the sequel. It was called Let Him Eat Cake, and the same characters sort of come in to Washington and take over in a fascist rebellion, and it doesn't work out, and they're guillotines, and it was a very high-minded show, but really kind of risky. It only ran 90 performances. But let us hear one of the few contemporary recordings of this particular show. This is by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and they did something that happened very briefly in the 30s. They recorded a brief 4-minute medley of the best songs. So this is a wonderful, a timely sampler of the genius of George and Ira Gershwin.
House of Morgan.
House of Morgan.
Let's burn up the Roxy Organ.
Roxy Organ.
Down with Curly and McCooey.
And McCooey.
Down with Chow Mein and Chop Suey.
And Chop Suey.
Down with music by Stravinsky.
Stravinsky.
Down with shows except by Minsky.
Up with Minsky.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up.
When it's down with everything that's up.
Down with books by Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky.
Down with Boris Tomaszewski.
Tomaszewski.
Down with Balzac, down with Zola.
Down with Zola.
Down with pianists who play Nola. Down with all the upper classes.
Upper classes.
Might as well include the masses.
So the masses.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up. When it's down with everything that's up.
On and on and on. Hither and thither and yon. It seems to be the thing for marching men to sing. On and on and on. On and on and on. Hither and thither and yon. For movements military, there is no itinerary like on and on and on. On and on and on.
What we're making in this song,
love is
mine, is that we won't for them get along.
Whether it rains,
and he is not I made him what he is today.
Mine.
It does a person good to see.
You are mine.
Such happy domesticity.
Never enough.
The way we're made, love and swell. We're not a married pair.
And I am yours.
He says no matter rain or shine.
Tell me that I'm yours.
Whatever he may have is
show
mine.
Show me that's mine.
The point that I
my
am making is
adore.
Whatever I may
was originally presented, You're the Top, was sung by a girl and a boy. And the girl was Ethel Merman, and the boy was William Gaxton. And the whole thought of the song was that the girl was very much in love with the fellow, and he wasn't in love with her. Now, tonight, the girl is played by Broadway's newest musical comedy star, the very lovely Dolores Grigg. The boy, again, is played by William Gaxton. So here they are, and You're the Top.
Well, in words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I've always found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, or I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the Top, you're the Colosseum, you're the Top, you're the Louvre Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. Whoa,
Mickey Mouse.
You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the Top.
Your words poetic are not pathetic. On the other hand, boy, you shine. And I can feel after every line a thrill divine down my spine. Now gifted humans like Vincent Humans may think that your song is bad, but for person just rehearsing, well, I just gotta say this, my lad. You're the Top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the Top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime.
Yeah.
You're a turkey dinner. And you're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that is fated soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the Top. Really?
Yeah.
You're the Top.
Yeah.
You're an arrow collar.
You're the Top. You're a Coolidge dollar.
You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drummer.
You're Whistler's mama.
You're Kevin Bear.
You're a rose.
Well, that's a little bit better. You're Inferno's Dante. You're the nose on the great Durante. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, to trot. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the
Now, as you may have astutely guessed, that was Ed Sullivan introducing William Gaxton and Dolores Gray, singing Cole Porter's great You're the Top from Anything Goes, 1934. One of the frustrations about the 1930s for Broadway show fans is very few original performers were actually put down. They certainly didn't do a cast album per se until later in the decade. So we're going to mix and match some performances today and hopefully get as much of the real thing as we can. The leading songwriting team for me in the 1930s was Rodgers and Hart. Oddly enough, though, they sat out the first half of the decade in Hollywood, kind of spinning their wheels, and they came back with a show called Jumbo in 1935, which was this huge extravaganza at the Hippodrome with an elephant and Jimmy Durante and a circus and some great songs like Little Girl Blue. But their next show was called Babes in Arms, and this to me is one of the great catalogs of songs from the 30s. It was never recorded as a show. Many of the songs, like My Funny Valentine, didn't even get recorded until the 1940s, if you can believe that. But here is a great Rodgers and Hart ballad from Babes in Arms, sung, I think, as a, maybe as a foxtrotty one-off, but was sung very well by Ray Heatherton, Where or When. I know where, and I know when. 88.3 FM on your dial every Sunday at 3 o'clock. We attempt to bring you the very best and the most germane of musical theater songs from the last century and this. And today we are looking at songs from the thrilling 1930s. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and it's a decade that's full of so many riches. I probably spent more time cutting songs from the playlist than I did adding them for this particular show. The thing about the 30s that I love the most for me personally is how Broadway really had its fingers on the pulse of the nation. And you could go see a Broadway show the way we watch CNN or Seth Meyers or whatever we watch to get a sense of how people were looking at what our country was going through. It was the most political decade of all, even more than the 1960s. Here is a song from The Cradle Will Rock, and I'm sure you all know the story of how this show, which was funded by the federal government, was padlocked on opening night because the government withheld money, either because they ran out of money or they thought it was too politically a show. It was a pro-labor show. It had a book, music and lyrics, by Mark Blitzstein. And it was actually the first show to have its entire score recorded on 78 recordings. However, that's a little hard to listen to. So let us listen to the one and only Patti LuPone in a revival of this show with a single piano singing one of the Great Depression era songs I know, The Nickel Under Your Foot.
Scene 7, Night Court. It was Tuesday, last week. Yeah, Tuesday. I had breakfast at Andy's. Coffee and... For lunch, I had coffee and again. For dinner, I could only afford coffee. Then I look on the floor and I see a nickel shining there. Gee, coffee and Andy! Then I look closer. There was no nickel. Not coffee and Andy. Just coffee. Andy. Cute, huh? Mister, you don't know what it felt like thinking that was a nickel under my foot.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences, Marshall. Tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial. What's to be done with them? Tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must be tense with common sense, or I won't love you.
That was a studio recording of a great score by Harold Rome of a show called Pins and Needles, which you may remember was put together by members of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union as a representation of their own issues growing up and trying to be socially engaged in New York City in the 1930s. Social significance, indeed. Well, the figure who cast the longest shadow of social significance over the 1930s was, of course, Franklin D. Roosevelt. And he was the star of his own show, also by Rodgers and Hart in 1937, called I'd Rather Be Right, a whole 2.5-hour show about Franklin Roosevelt visiting a young couple in Central Park and helping them balance the federal budget, or them inspiring him to balance the federal budget. Great show, booked by Kaufman and Hart. It, again, was never recorded at all, even though George M. Cohan played FDR. Here is the one song of many great songs, but the one song from that score that managed to have immortality, Have You Met Miss Jones, sung here by Tony Bennett.
It happened, I felt it happen. I was awake, I wasn't blind. I didn't think, I felt it happen. Now I believe in matter over mind. And now you see, we mustn't wait. The nearest moment that we marry is too late. Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I. I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.
Gerald and the Chick Webb Orchestra singing a song from Sing Out the News, a 1938 review that celebrated Franklin Roosevelt. Well, we're looking at all this great political material. Of course, there was also romantic material back then, and one show sort of managed to combine them both. This was Knickerbocker Holiday, the second score written in America by Kurt Weill, with lyrics by Maxwell Anderson. And most people know the most famous song from that, September Song, sung by Walter Houston, but it had a stealth ballad in it, to me one of the great ballads written in the American musical theater. It Never Was You. And here is this recording of it I unearthed, sung by Inga Swenson in the 1960s. No matter when it's sung, it's one of the most beautiful songs ever written.
Staring at occasional sunset reminded me, or a flower hanging high on a tulip tree, or one red star hung low in the west, or a heartbreak call from the meadowlark's nest made me think. For a moment, maybe it's true. I found him in the star, in the call in the blue, but it never was you.
The lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. So my hungry arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine.
That was Margaret Whiting displaying her particular empathy with the music of Jerome Kern. That was from Very Warm for May, All the Things You Are, one of the great songs ever written. Lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, who had a difficult 1930s, would go on, of course, to have a wonderful 1940s when he paired up with Richard Rodgers. The last great musical to open, the last great musical to close the 1930s was Du Barry Was a Lady, written by Cole Porter in December of 1939. It starred Burt Lahr and Ethel Merman. Again, a show they never made any kind of original recording of. Too bad. That's full of great numbers, great hilarious numbers. But they were lucky enough to record this somewhat later in their career, I think, for television. At any rate, here is Ethel Merman and Burt Lahr demonstrating Cole Porter's brand of friendship.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you ever need a pal, I'm your gal.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship when other friendships have been forgotten. Ours will still be hot. Loddle, 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 dig, dig, dig.
If you ever lose your way, come to me.
If you ever make a flop, call for pop.
If you ever take a boat and get lost at sea, write to me. It's friendship,
friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forget, ours will still be it. Loddle, 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 jump, jump, jump. If you ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you ever catch on fire, send a wire.
If you ever lose your teeth and you're out to dine, borrow mine. It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been to jail, ours will still be swell. Loddle, 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 hip, hip, hip.
Your eyes put me wise.
If they ever cook your goose, turn me loose.
If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships go up in smoke, ours will still be oh. Lotta, 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 chuck, chuck, chuck. A chuck, chuck, chuck. A cluck, cluck, cluck. A woof, woof, woof.
I like
a
that.
A peck, peck, peck. A push, push, push. A quack, quack, quack. A sweet, sweet, sweet. A push, push, push.
A give, give, give. When other friendships go up in smoke, ours will still be oh. Good evening, friends.
Ethel Merman and Burt Lahr, two superstars of the 1930s. What an ambitious, creative, melodic, fantastic decade the 1930s was. It's hard to pick one show out of many that demonstrated all of its initiative and groundbreaking spirit. But, of course, you'd have to put Porgy and Bess at the center of that, as it happened, actually, literally in the center of the 1930s in 1935. Stephen Sondheim once said, is Porgy and Bess a musical or is it an opera? And he said, quite sagely, if it's in an opera house, it's an opera. If it's in a Broadway house, it's a musical. One way or the other, it represents the Gershwin supreme triumph with DeBose Hayward's additional lyrics. Anyway, here is my favorite recording of a song from that show. It is Sammy Davis Jr. Singing the finale to Porgy and Bess, and the 30s certainly showed that the American musical theater was on its way to creating great triumphs into the 1940s, 50s, 60s, and beyond.
Oh, Lord,
guide my hand.
Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing.